The crowd is going wild here in the Santa Fe Baking Company. Now, I hear in what you're doing, I mean, I could hear an Irish jig underneath that.
Yeah, actually, those types of patterns, those rhythmic patterns that tap dancers even do now, hearken to way back in the taps family tree often. And taps family tree, of course, has two main branches, Irish dancing and African dancing.
And so the Irish dancing, I think one of the things that's so, well, to those of us who do other kinds of dance, a little odd about Irish dancing is it seems so lower body intensive and so upper body still in comparison.
Yes, it's very rigid and very straight up and down. There was something in its evolution where they were doing that in a way that they needed to avoid being seen dancing in a certain way. So they were dancing as if somebody was looking in their window and seeing their upper body.
Is that true?
I believe so, yes.
Because I've heard that. I never knew if that was an urban legend.
No, well, I'm not a historian, but I believe that actually is part of the story of its evolution.
So the third annual Santa Fe Tap Festival is Friday and Saturday. The big event at the Lenzic Tap Into the Now concert is Friday, August 24th at 7:30 in the evening. And what's happening on Saturday?
Saturday, starting in the morning, we have master classes with our splendid, wonderful visiting artists. There will be four different classes for a variety of ages and levels of experience. Those will be at the NDI Dance Barns at 1140 Alto Street.
And anybody can go?
Yes.
Do beginners sometimes show up?
Oh, yes. We have classes for beginners, and beginners show up, and we do have let people observe the classes as well.
Now, do you have to buy tap shoes? Do you have to make that commitment, or do some people just show up in their cowboy boots and decide later if they're going to splurge?
Well, yes, they do. And the highest quality experience will be had by those who do it in tap shoes, but of course, you know, folks will be able to have a quality of experience and enjoy themselves in any number of types of footwear, even in their bare feet. It depends on how they, you know, how they approach the class.
John Kloss is dancer, musician, teacher, founder and director of Stepology. Stepology is on the web at stepology.com, and people can get their tickets by calling the Lenzic 505-988-1234 or going to ticketssantafe.org. John, thank you so much, and we will see you on Friday night.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Take care.
I'd like now to welcome to the program Latin DJ Patrick Noble. He's here to talk to us about the Albuquerque Latin Dance Fest and Latin music. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we've had you on a number of times over the years talking about Latin music, and it's funny, in 2 weeks, basically, we're having two major Cuban dance bands in northern New Mexico. It's an embarrassment of riches. Last week we had Tiempo Libre. This week in Albuquerque, the Latin Dance Fest, Timba Life.
Right, Timba Life, which is a phenomenal band that I first saw Timba Life, I guess it was February 2011 in San Francisco at the Salsa Rueda Festival in San Francisco, which is the biggest festival of its kind right now, you know, attended by well over 1,000 people. And
they ripped it up.
They ripped it up. You know, I tell people this story about Timba Live, that a lot of bands, you hear their CD and then you see them live and you're like, yeah, but, you know, the sound was a little off, and, you know, there's something was just like the CD was smoother, you know, it was more polished and
right. That happens all the time.
Yeah. It's kind of rough live because of things that happen live. The opposite was the case when I saw Timba Live in concert.
Is that right?
I'd heard their CD and I was like, yeah, you know, it's pretty good. And as a DJ, I'd play it. I'd get requests for it. I mean, they're definitely popular. But then I saw them live, and they outplayed their CD by far.
Amazing.
I was blown away. I was like...
Now, the Albuquerque Latin Dance Festival is also quite an unusual thing to have a festival of this size and caliber in northern New Mexico. It's happening, let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting this Thursday, the 23rd of August. What's it all about?
Yeah, this is kind of the dream of a few dedicated individuals who've put this together. Guanabana Productions is ultimately behind it. But it's a festival, it's 3 days of workshops, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The workshops all day. They're bringing in instructors from all over, including some of our local talent from Santa Fe.
Yay.
Darren and Tony.
Yep.
And yeah.
Who were recently featured, ladies and gentlemen, in the Santa Fe Reporter a couple of weeks ago. The cover story of the Reporter was about salsa and Latin dance in Santa Fe.
Right, right. So this is nice, you know, that it's all following on the heels of this. And they're also bringing in instructors from Colorado, and I don't know where some of these other people are from, but the schedule's all on their website, which is abqlatinfest.com, or if you can't remember that, it's abqldf.com.
If you Google any combination of those things, you will find
it. It'll get you there. So it's 3 days of workshops, and there are really some great classes. I'm looking forward to taking some of them. Eric Freeman is coming down from Boulder, Colorado. He's a phenomenal instructor and one of the first guys to go to Cuba with a video camera and start breaking down some of the stuff that people were doing and bring it back and start teaching it.
One of the things that's so interesting as somebody who has also studied Latin dance is sometimes, I mean, you're watching people who are from Cuba and they know how to do these things that you can only dream of doing, but they don't really know how to break it down for you. And sometimes there's an American who goes and studies this stuff, videotapes it, puts it in slow motion, puts one foot forward at the speed of sound or whatever, slowly, and pretty soon you master it, but you kind of need that person to teach you if you don't have that in your blood.
Right, right. Just because you're a good dancer doesn't mean you're a good teacher.
Yeah. Right.
And then the other events going on, in addition to the classes with the Albuquerque Latin Dance Festival, there are a few different things, but I'll talk first about the parties, because everyone likes a party. And those are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I believe there's one Sunday too. But kind of the two big events are Friday night and Saturday night. Friday night, the festival takes over the Old Town Plaza in Albuquerque.
Wow.
And puts down four dance floors all around the gazebo, which is in the center of the plaza there.
Oh, my goodness.
And
so you can see the dance, the band from any
vantage point.
And
they're going to do the stages a little different this year, I understand. Last year, the band did play in the gazebo. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case this year.
Okay.
But there's plenty of space. It's outdoors, under the stars, and there are hundreds of people. It gets really well attended, and it's a lot of fun. Yvonne Ulaberry and Café Mocha are going to be playing. I'm going to be DJing when they're not playing. And then there's also after parties. The Saturday night is considered the main event, and that's at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, also outdoors, and that's with this band Timba Live that we were talking about.
Right.
And they're going to be performing, and just, it's a band like this hasn't been to New Mexico in a long time.
So, like the band that was here last week, the Lensic, these guys are Cuban but based in Miami.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah.
And they're playing this kind of music, which is called timba.
Playing timba, they're all phenomenal musicians, educated in the Cuban music education system, which produces monsters like Gonzalo Rubalcaba and these many other examples. And they're playing timba, which is contemporary Cuban popular dance music.
Which we came in with and which we'll go out with in just a moment. So let's see. People can just look it up. There's parties every night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's a milonga also on Saturday, and there's a Sunday wrap-up party. So lots of good things. And there's also films going on.
Films and lectures. Eric Freeman, who we were talking about, I was thinking he's giving a lecture on Saturday about the history of salsa throughout the world and kind of tracing some of the diaspora and the evolution of salsa. And he's a dancer fundamentally, so he's going to be demonstrating some dance steps in his lecture.
Patrick Noble is a DJ, also known as P.A. Tricks. He's a Latin music DJ, and great fun to have you on the air. And you're going to be out there not only DJing, but dancing yourself.
Yes, I'll be doing both. I'm looking forward to it.
The Albuquerque Latin Dance Festival is at abqlatinfest.com, and we're going to go out with more music by Timba Live.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org, and we're on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.